Senator Shadi.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first thing that I really want to say is that I would absolutely never support any legislation that went against the gay community. I believe people should absolutely be and live their authentic self. But what I find so perplexing is that we have discussed this in this very chambers in the past, and it went through committee of conference. But the elephant in the room that has not been discussed is, why did this bill get created in the first place? The bill got created in the first place because parents have concerns that their young minor children are being labeled. These young children in school are being asked how they identify and what pronoun they want to use. Nobody's talking about this, but this is what parents are concerned about. These are minor children. Children can be confused when they're young. It can be hormonal, but they figure it out. And they can figure it out with loving parents, yes, and with teachers. But we can't have false narratives. False narratives harm our children. They don't help our teachers. They don't help our parents. And they don't help the gay community. You know, my son, when he was in first grade, I was driving him to school with a bunch of other children. And they started talking about adoption. And my son said, oh, I don't know anybody adopted. I said, yes, you do. Maylene, Gian, Mia, Zach, Zoe. Mom, they're adopted. They look just like their parents. Their parents are Caucasian, and the children are Asian. The kids just need to go to school and get their education. That's what parents are sending them there for. They are young minor children. And when I say false narrative, I am a seeker of the truth. I want to do what's right for the people of New Hampshire and for all of our children. So when you're a seeker of the truth, it's not about who's right or being right, it's about what's right. So I would like to read some of the objections and speak to the truth. Some of the objections from the activists are that HB 1431 would give parents the final word on their child's health, education, and welfare. That's true. The bill gives parents the final say. The second objection from the activists, even in cases where it puts the child at risk, including children who are exploring or questioning their gender identity or sexual orientation, that is false. The bill does not require disclosure for students questioning or confiding in teachers, only for needed action by school authorities pursuant to school policies. The Attorney General objections. Objection number one, the bill has sections mandating school faculty and staff inform parents about a student's questioning of their gender identity or sexual orientation could conflict with the state's law against discrimination. That is false. There are no school policies in New Hampshire that require disclosure for students questioning of their gender identity or sexual orientation. Anti-discrimination laws are not relevant for this circumstance. Objection two. The bill targets, based upon their gender identity or expression, for different treatment from other students. That's false. The bill does not target or treat trans and gender nonconforming students differently. All students are subject to parental notification for many different reasons. Objection three, the bill will require school staff to effectively out students against their students' wishes to their parents. False. The bill does not require disclosure for students confiding in teachers. The trigger is action by school authorities pursuant to school policies, such as for mental health counseling or record changes. Confiding doesn't count. I say, what are we doing here? Parents The vast majority of parents, if not all, love their children. The vast majority of parents want what's best for their children, and they want to help them navigate what's going on. For the percentage that's not, there are provisions in that bill. I guess what I should finally say is that if you do not believe that parents love their children, if you do not believe that parents have the right to navigate their young minor children, if you believe that children should be labeled, and if you don't believe that everyone should be equal and live their authentic life, then vote no for this bill. But if you believe that parents love their children more than their own life, that parents want to support whomever their children are, that parents have the right to know what's going on in their minor children's school education. If you believe children, people should not be labeled, but live to be authentically, you will vote yes for this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Speak.